An Evil Shadow Falls by W.T. Delaney. Read by Kerry Hutchinson. Chapter 1. Canada, 2 months earlier.
It was always the same dream. The man who had tried to kill her was staring into her eyes like a lover at climax. But it was the polar opposite of love. She held his gaze and felt pure hate reflected back at her, felt his evil slowly start to seep into her soul. It was like swallowing an ice cube that was slipping frostily towards her heart. The hate was hard, cold, and unyielding. Her fear seemed to swirl, solidify, and take form. It was as if she'd become its ideal host. The shadow had found room and made itself comfortable inside her. And then the evil shadow became apparent, like a flickering ancient movie image projected onto the bedroom wall. Her fear fed it and gifted it an amorphous, translucent shape made up of the faces of the dead. Her own personal body count. The shape darkened and solidified as its claw-like tendrils reached out to claim her. There was the white-bearded old man from Helmand, dispatched with a double tap. There was the boy with the petrol blue eyes and the AK-47, whom she had tagged with a 3-round burst, sent a mass, and dropped him choking into the dust of Helmand. And there was the Satan-eyed murderer with the combat knife. She'd killed him with a headshot as he attempted to decapitate Connor Cameron in Mosul. An overpressure of fear broke her and she panicked, turned and fled, terrified and alone. She ran from the wraith-like vapour that chased her. Her fear fed the shadow that grew and gained strength until she could feel it reach inside her. Fuck, 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 no! Sam screamed herself awake and instantly knew. The ghosts of the past are back, and they've just kicked and clawed their way back into my soul. She was awake now, pulse racing, breathless with wide eyes, still seeing the faces of all the dead she had sent to hell. Her past haunted her, especially that last mission. It had been a year since the Weeping Willow's ambush, when the team had substituted a bullet-riddled and anonymous corpse for a living terrorist whom they'd snatched for interrogation. The dead man was simply known in intelligence circles as a Snoo Fanu, or surname unknown, forename unknown. And he had died a year earlier than the Weeping Willow's incident, in unrecorded circumstances, that had a similar profile to the man they were beginning to hunt. The CIA had supplied the body of the same approximate age, weight and ethnicity of the man it was meant to replace, a Tier 1 target known as Objective Cyclone. The team had finally managed to untangle the living terrorist mastermind from the bloody mixture of him, his weapons and his comrades, and he'd been snatched in a rendition operation, an Americanism for the arrest of an active terrorist for the purposes of interrogation. It had been organised by MI6 and the CIA, using Sam and her team of Spartan operatives consisting of former British Special Forces soldiers. Nobody would mourn the loss of Objective Cyclone or miss him, because this particular terrorist had twice been reported dead. First in a US airstrike in a dusty little village in Syria, and more recently in what the British and international press had come to call the Speen Bridge Massacre, when the SAS had ambushed an Islamic terrorist ASU, or Active Service Unit, near Sam's cottage in the highlands of Scotland. But the operation had forced Sam and her husband Nigel from their beloved Croft cottage and into permanent exile. They were now under a death threat, or fatwa, and therefore had been incorporated into an intergovernmental resettlement package usually used for blown MI6 agents. The press had ensured that they couldn't stay safely in Britain. They had been outed in several papers and news channels when directly linked to the killings in what the locals at Speen Bridge called the Weeping Willows. The official inquest into the deaths had exonerated the SAS and concluded with a verdict of lawful killing. DNA samples harvested from a backstreet garage containing the target's car that had identified Objective Cyclone had then been recycled for use by the Scottish Coroner's Office. The name of Yazim Emwazi had thus been officially recorded as one of those killed in the ambush, and EMNI, ISIS's security service, therefore thought that their future plans were safe, as Cyclone had taken their operational secrets to the grave with him. The small Highland Croft and the Weeping Willows were now the scene of an annual...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?